Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And our mission at Divine Goddess Radio is to empower, educate, and enlighten.
And we are on every other Monday, two Mondays a month at 1:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. We have a call-in show, and we will have a speaker. Now, we've been off a little track this summer just because of things that are going on in our personal lives. And granted, we're not getting paid for doing this, folks, when it comes down to it. So you can also follow us on our Facebook page, Divine Goddess Radio. We appreciate any likes to show the support that you give to us. And if you're wanting to set up an appointment with either Marie or Beth, you can go and call Marie at 651-303-0555 or Beth at 651-900-4136. We also do divine goddess parties, which means Marie and I would come into your home, workspace, even churches, somewhere out in the community, and we bring in the goddess energy. And we also, if you have a group of 10 or more, the host or hostess is free, and we would go in and do readings for each other, or you could have your choice of us coming in and teaching a two-hour class. And we have a variety of classes to choose from. So the prices vary on it. You can go on to our website, divinegoddessradio.com, and check that out. Or you can email us at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. And, folks, this is a one-question show, and I'm going to be very stringent on it just because that's the mood I'm in, and I've had a lot of people calling. So there's a lot that's going on out there, and we want to be able to get as many people to talk to and answer a question. So please just be mindful of that, because I'm not going to have a problem with cutting you off and saying your one question is done. And I, for one, am getting better at the boundary thing. So, and I happen to be in that mood today. So please don't make me push it. Please don't make me push it.
And I will say, too, that when we were connecting, I did have Archangel Ariel come in, and she did say that, if someone is not hearing the message might get a little harsh. So just prepare yourself.
And that probably, you guys, I woke up in one of those moods. So it's like, and that's where that's going to come through me. So she might be coming through me. She might be coming through. But we're in a time right now, you guys, I'm asking that all listeners and those who are calling in, that you keep an open heart and an open mind so you hear what needs to be said and allow the energies, the frequencies and vibrancies of what it is that Marie and I say. Your head doesn't have to get it. But I know a lot of the work that I do, it will shift your energies as I come in just because you're on the phone with us. So be open to that so you can shift, because it's about expanding your heart right now. There's a lot of stuff going on in this world, and so I know there's going to be a lot of people who are going to be asking a lot of questions. So
mm-hmm. Yeah,
open heart, open mind.
Exactly. And it is, the energies have been really harsh again. There's a lot of planetary configurations, again, that are really pushing everybody.
Oh,
a lot
shit.
Of challenges. And, again, it's going to be a challenging week.
What's going on energetically this week? I can't remember.
It is a challenging – we're all being pushed again. So
okay.
It's a big challenging week. And
there's a lot that's supposed to be happening today, you guys, and I hope – I don't know. I haven't been listening to anything, but this is supposed to be a big day for major stuff happening in the United States. And it's not necessarily going to look the most pretty when you don't understand what's going on. So
it's a 9-day, so it's a completion day. So
yep.
Anything that needs to be completed,
yep.
Will most likely come to a head, so don't be surprised.
Yeah.
But, if you're feeling challenged, there's a lot of people that are just feeling like their head's going to explode,
mm-hmm.
and they're actually exploding on other people because of all the things that are being brought up, and they don't know how to handle it, and they don't know... they're not recognizing it as part of their completion for this year. So, if you're experiencing someone like that, really look at the situation. It happened to me on Friday. It happened to another friend of mine on Friday. Really go in and say, okay, is this personal? Because if you can look within and say, well, I didn't do anything wrong, but this person totally went off on me, then you have to recognize that it's their stuff that they're going through, and you are the conduit for them. And unfortunately, we have to, be really mindful of not taking it personally. So, just take a step back, try to stay calm, send that person some love and light as much as you can, but also don't let yourself get bullied or railroaded either. So don't be afraid to stand up for yourself and say, no, I'm not going to take this.
Somebody has to be the person of the light, but it doesn't mean you can't say what needs to be said. But remember, come from a place of love, not a place of ego.
Right.
You want to hurt.
Or to hurt back. No. Use your words carefully, because anything spoken with honey can help shift the energy. And if you maintain that, it helps deflate the other person.
And you guys, just right now for people, especially our vets are really struggling out right now with the PTSD. Anybody with PTSD, a lot of your triggers are coming to the surface. Mm-hmm. So know that's what's going on. Really help guide your loved ones into getting professional help right now, because that anger, you cannot predict anything with anger. Mental health is, you know, an issue to where you can't you cannot predict what that person's behavior is going to do. So don't sit here and think that you know somebody well enough, because that anger can be to where it's extroverted, to where it's coming out and you're seeing it through words, through actions, or it might be introverting. You're just waiting. You can feel the energy of them waiting to explode. It can be very dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're feeling, because I've had more phone calls, it's like, do not take it on your own. Do not think that you know this person well enough, because nobody can predict human behavior. So that's just a little FYI. Be very, very safe. If you live with somebody, whether it's a wife or a husband, if you have a son or a daughter, a family member who lives with you, just be very mindful that somebody outside of the house knows what's going on. And if you're not feeling safe in the house, you know, call a professional, whether it's police, whether you're needing to get somebody, if police have to become involved so that they take them into urgent care somewhere, then, because that is actually happening, to where they have to be admitted to a psych ward, that is not a bad thing. If that's where they need to be to remain safe, then be the one who's going to cross that line and be able to get that help for them when they're not able to help themselves. Also, if you have somebody outside of the house, just let them know. If it's just you and a husband, let the person know that you're going to go into a discussion, the friend of yours, and what time they should give you a call, and that phone should be with you, and they're going to call you, and you're going to answer that phone just to make sure that everything's okay, because I'm doing that with some people that I know right now. So you just want to be safe right now. The PTSD is all over the place. What's going on is the earth is no longer tolerating, you guys, addiction. So, and that means addiction to depression, addiction to staying in the old belief systems, the victimhood. It's going to make everything come to a head, and it doesn't mean that it's going to be necessarily pretty.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to be smart, and you want to be make sure that you're going to be very wise in decisions that you're making. Don't push a button if you don't have to push it, if that person is not stable. There's other people who can get involved in a safe place, safe environment, so everybody's safe in the process. So
yep.
Just be smart, smart, smart.
Right, and also to be aware that we are in the pre-shadow period of Mercury retrograde. So, you know, things start to come up, and remember, Mercury retrograde is all about redoing. So if there are things that are not working and you've been trying, use this time to start making a plan, and then use Mercury retrograde time to review all of your plans so that when it goes forward, you go forward.
So I think we've covered everything. You know, always put it, when you're going to have a communication with somebody that they are known for, in the counseling world, it's called intermittent explosive disorder, a.k.a. anger outbursts. You want to make sure that you're doing, and this does work, you guys. I did it when I was an active counselor. You go in before you're going in and talking, and you call upon whoever you call upon, whether it's Archangel Michael, whatever archangel, or the angels that are of the light, call on them that all communication is open, that it's spoken with divine truth, that it comes from a place of love, and that people hear those words with loving ears. You'll be amazed at how you can de-escalate hostile situations with that. You'll be amazed. But then also put protection around you as you go into that situation.
I'm also being guided to say also, if do not be afraid to use the word God and call God in.
Yeah.
Whatever God looks like to you,
yep.
Don't be afraid to use that word God. A lot of people don't want to say it because they say, well, I'm not associated with any religion. But the word God right now is very big. And, you know, goddess is another term. But don't be afraid to use that for calling in protection.
Yep. God, goddess, angels, archangels, mm-hmm. If you don't have any names, but call on whatever you call upon, it's of the light for your highest and greatest good and whoever you're speaking with. And then make sure you come from a place of calmness. Body language is everything, you guys. When you're upset with somebody, you do not want to be aggressive, because that's just a time bomb ready to go off. So Again, enough of the lecture. I've
said what I can say.
Okay. Let's start.
Okay.
Everybody's probably going, oh, my God.
Oh, it's going to be Angela. Hello. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi. My name is Baby and I'm calling from Orlando.
Well, hello. Hello. Baby? Your name is Baby?
No, no, it's Fabian.
Say again?
My name is Fabian. Fabian?
Oh, Sadian.
Oh.
Sadian. I'm going,
yeah.
What? The world am I hearing? What can we do for you, sweetheart?
Well, I'm just trying to see if there's any job coming from you soon.
Okay.
Okay. You're breaking up a little bit, so I think we heard you
okay.
say that you're wondering about a job, correct?
Yes, I'm wanting about a job. Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Okay, the guys are saying it's you're not too far away from it. It's coming down the road. You've got a couple blocks around you. Be very, very
okay.
clear about what it is that you're looking for.
Okay. Okay.
And then you can manifest something as soon as you know what it is that you want. It can happen in as quick as 2 to 3 weeks at the most.
Mm-hmm.
So be very clear what you want without any hesitation.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Next caller. Hello. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Laura and I'm in New Jersey.
Hi, Laura.
Laura from New Jersey. What can we do for you, Laura?
Well, I went to an open house on Sunday, and I saw a house I really liked, and I wondered if you could see me being successful in getting that house.
Ooh. Okay. Boy, that house needs to be cleared a little bit. It's still got the old owner's energy in there. Have you done a private showing since then?
What do you mean? I went and looked at it.
I know, but have you had your realtor take you back through?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, there's steps that you have to take before
yep.
it comes in.
Yep. Because, okay, your guys
mm-hmm.
are saying you really want it, but do you have everything lined up to do it?
Well, that's what I want to know, if that's possible that I'm going to be able to pull it off.
Okay. So have you met with a realtor and a loan officer and taken those first steps?
I have. I have everything lined up, but some things have occurred since then. So I'm just wondering if the universe is going to let me have this particular home, because this home literally just came on the market, and it's perfect.
What I keep hearing is you've got to get the details completely in line before you attempt to put an offer on it. They're saying that there's something that you're missing.
Yeah, there is, all it is, it feels like it's one step that's missing.
Does
she need to contact a broker?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a broker?
I do. It's just that I'm so upset. I lost my job on Friday, babe. And
oh, okay.
I'm
enough said.
I've been looking forever for the house, and I've thought I had everything lined up with the broker, the realtor, everything, and then I lost this job, and then this house just came on the market. So I'm like,
okay. Enough said. That's the step that's missing.
Everything
okay.
has to fall
I get it.
Place.
I get it.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it. Yeah, that's the step that's missing because now the loan's not going to work. I mean, you can't get a loan because an underwriter will not approve you without having a
right.
job. So, yep, I got it.
So
okay.
I just want to
okay.
know, is there a possibility that I'm going to be able to work get this to happen or no?
Okay. Yeah, because I kept hearing something with your pre-approval. I'm like, well, she said she took all the
money. I'm hearing the word broker. I don't know what the heck a broker is.
I had it all lined up. And then this house came on the market. I'm like, oh, my God, this is like the perfect house. It's just perfect. Everything about it is the price,
okay.
The size,
this house, so,
everything.
Yeah, because I know this house, it feels like it's going to sit on the market for a little bit because it's got the old owner's energy in there. And until it gets cleared, it's not going to move as fast. That's what I'm picking up. Let's see.
Yeah, but okay. I didn't sense anything bad when I went through it.
Yeah, you have to have a job. Let me tune in and see when your job would be coming. What are you picking up, Beth?
For a job, I'm hearing there's going to be something. If you get on board with it, it feels like 3 to 4 weeks. 3 to 4 weeks.
Yeah, but see, this house, I'm so afraid that I'm going to lose it.
No, don't be afraid. Don't put that energy in it. Put it in there saying, mm-hmm. Universe, this is the house that I want. Let's get this job so you can see yourself in it. So yeah. It can be held to where things fall through for anybody else who might check into it. If this is how it's for your highest and greatest good,
yep.
Which it feels like that, but you need to focus on getting that job because this job is very important for you. It's not just for this. It's for many other reasons. Many other reasons. That's all I'm hearing. What those mm-hmm. other reasons are, I'm not getting specifics from your guides. But do that, and that's what you're supposed
to
be your mantra.
The timing is just so off.
The timing is off,
crazy.
But also the timing gets off like that because the universe goes, how badly do you want it?
I want it bad.
Well, there you go. So you focus on it and don't go into the what ifs. Don't go into the what ifs.
You just say, I will make this happen. I will manifest that job. I will get going on this because I visualize myself in this house.
And this is my house. This is my home. New stories are here. So you continue to do that, and you build that relationship and that energy with that house, and it will be yours. You may not be able to feel this, but it just shifted you big time just by saying for us saying this out loud for you. So you can go into alignment with it now. So focus on that. Do a visual board. A vision board, excuse me, and see this house right there and the job, and you're going to be extremely happy.
Yeah, you're a very focused and tenacious person, so you going out and finding the job, if you want it, you can manifest it.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
The house is so nicely redone and everything. I can't imagine that. I can't believe it.
You're focusing completely away from how to get that house. So you got to focus on how to get it.
Remember, there's new, infinite, miraculous possibilities that are coming your way right now. So stay focused on what it is you want and this new career. You got out of a career that was no longer there for you. Now it's on to a new journey. And it is. It's a new journey. That's the word, new journey.
New journey. All right.
Yep.
Thank you.
So good luck
to
you, Laura.
Good luck.
Yeah, I'm trying. Thank you.
Let us know how it goes.
I will. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Laura, you got it. You got it. All right. Who are we talking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi. I wanted to tell you this is Stacy from Florida. Remember, I was out of a job for months, and... You know, a gal wanted my job, and she got it. Well, turns out she got canned.
Really?
Yeah, karma. She wanted my job. I'm not kidding, and she got canned after 5 months. So talk about karma. I was a good worker. She wasn't there all the time, and she had a mugshot. Imagine that.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Imagine they kept that. Imagine that. They hired that instead of me. How do they feel now? Well, I wanted to tell you because, you know, I'm an honest person, and I interviewed for a major corporation last week, and they hired me to start on Wednesday. And I was wondering, because you told me. Thank you.
You
told me around this time I would, but I'm saying, do you see it being a temporary thing or permanent?
I heard the word permanent.
Yeah, me too.
Permanent.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Good people, good fit. Yep.
because it's funny how, like, other places are calling me for interviews now. What do I tell them? You know what I mean?
Well, you just say, I've accepted another position, but if anything should change, I will certainly get in touch with you.
Yes, that's exactly what you
would
say.
That's what you would say to them. Yeah, because I kind of feel like, okay, all right. So you see me staying there, which is good. Do you see me meeting anybody like that I'm going to romance, anybody I'm going to meet in general?
Your guys are saying just focus on you right now because this is a new start for you. So get everything settled first with this, and then that'll come.
You're not looking at anything until after 3 months down the road.
Mm-hmm. But you think anyway, like, you know, because people are calling because I said, what if this doesn't work out? You know, because I really am anxious for this, and because of what happened 4 months ago, I felt kind of betrayed because they kept this gal instead of me, and she got canned.
Right,
so
but now you probably this is a better. You have to look at it is that you left this other place because something better came along. And keep it very positive. Do not put any negative. What if? Just say, this is it. I like it. I'm grateful for it. This is the place I'm staying. It all works out for me. Keep it all positive.
And when you said it's close, it is. It's only 10 miles away, which is wonderful.
Excellent.
And it's a professional thing. And you know what I like about this? They do a background check on everybody. So you know what I mean? Because the other one, how do you have people that are in there for assault or drugs? How do you have people like that? You know, it's terrible.
But remember, Stacey, now this is a year of completion. So now you want to learn from that, you want to move on, and you want to release that to the past. You're done with that.
Don't take it personal. It had absolutely nothing to do with you. This is about the people who hired. It was their experience. It was her experience.
Yep.
And you're on the bigger and better thing.
But do they feel any guilt of how they took her? Do you feel that
it doesn't matter? I'm hearing your guide saying it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you need to just let it go.
Done.
It's in the past.
Done.
But I'm glad you remembered me because you know how I felt, you know, one friend, you know, I wanted to make a friend. I made a friend anyway, but another friend, I was at a gathering at a pool. This was a couple of months ago. And this gal goes, some people have to get up for work in the morning to make me feel like, you know, because she says to me, how do you support yourself? You know, you're not working, making me feel low.
Can
this
you say,
one, this
you
one
have
gal.
To quick, you have to say, I support myself very well, thank you.
Yeah, and 2 years ago when I was working, when I met her socially out, she was so nice and wanted to be my friend. And then, you know, how I felt when she found out I was out of work, she was kind of rude, you know. So should I say
those
to her, I'm working now?
Those are the
kind
of people that you don't want in your life. Those aren't friends.
I didn't even call to tell her that I got a job. I won't even call her, you know, to even let her know because that felt so. I wanted to let you know that you were right on your prediction because between me and you, my unemployment ended 2 weeks ago, and I couldn't believe I found something within that time.
Well, cool.
Thank you
so
much.
I wanted to let you know.
Yeah, I wanted
to give you the validation. I feel much better. And, you know, I put my social life on hold because, you know, I don't want to be dishonest and tell somebody I meet that I'm not working, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I had met a friend who her mom knew my mom, and so she didn't care I wasn't working. She wanted to be my friend and go out, and she lives near me. So, you know, I felt good about that. It was uplifting to get out of the house. But it's a horror, you know, you understand, it's good to feel like I'm working again. I'm getting out there, you know.
Exactly.
So I want to give you the validation, and I'll keep you posted how it's going. Because, you know, I think you both are wonderful to take the time for me and to let me know what's going to happen and close and how accurate you were. It's amazing, and it's funny how the universe works because, you know, what happened to the person, what comes around goes around. You know,
exactly.
She wanted my position.
Exactly.
She didn't want to go to phone. She wanted my position, and she sabotaged my position, and look where it got her.
Now you got something better. So good luck on Wednesday.
Yes, good luck.
Thank
you. We're
sending
out good vibes for you.
You're moving onward, forward, and upward. Thank you for calling in, Stacey.
Okay, thank you so much, and have a great weekend.
Thank you,
you too.
Bye-bye. Hey, I have a question that was emailed to us, so can we do that one?
Yeah.
This is from Jan, and the question is, why can't I find a job? Perplexed about situation, I go through layoffs, then extended periods of unemployment.
What's her name, Jen?
Jan.
Jan?
Jan.
Mm-hmm. Janny poo-poo, let's see here.
Okay. Well, Jan, you need to be very, 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 very clear on what it is that you want to do, because you're not 100% clear, so you end up taking things just for the sake of taking things, but they're not a good fit for you because it's not really your passion or what you really want.
And I'm hearing that you take things out of desperation, and Marie and I both get that, but you have to be very clear. It's about what is my passion, what is it that when I get up in the morning, what brings me joy, what makes me happy. So when you change that, that changes the energy of the old desperation. It's gonna dissipate. So this is about let the desperation, today's the day, you're done with it, now create the new thing that you want to do. And if you're not quite sure what you want to do, do you want to work with people or do you need a place, a job to where you're away from people? Do you want to be very interactive? So you can sit here and get down to the nitty-gritty of what specifically do you want to do.
Yeah.
And this might be your time. For whatever reason, if you don't have schooling, it feels like schooling. So it might be something you're going and doing something different.
Additional training.
So that's something to look at.
Yeah.
Something to look at.
Look into like learning a new vocation or vocational school, something that gives you a solid skill that you really enjoy doing. And then that's where the permanent employment comes in.
And I don't know if you're doing business, but I just hear the word business. I don't know if that's what you're supposed to be going into. Because down the road, it feels like you're going to be doing something for yourself down the road. So it might be to where you have to go to school for that. And then you're going to come in and develop your passion of what it is that you're really good at and stop being insecure about. And then that's what you're going to be selling yourself. That will be your business. So, but it will be people that you're going to meet along the path. They're going to help you step into that. So there you go, Jan.
There you go.
Thank you.
Thank you for the question. Thanks for emailing that in.
Yes, thank you. Hello, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Dejan. I'm calling from Houston, Texas.
Dejan from Houston, Texas.
Hello.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty good.
So what can we do for you today?
I just wanted to know if you guys see me getting a job before the end of next month, which is August.
I just heard yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You're almost there.
Are you looking for a server position?
I'm looking for any job.
Okay. Because I heard server. And it's in a place where... Gosh, you're going to make really good tips and have a lot of fun.
Dejan, do you have a background of computers, like ITT? Are you good at computers?
Yes. Even right now, I'm on a computer right now as I'm talking to you guys. So, yeah.
So do you have the background for that, the degree for that?
Not yet. Right now I'm going to college for something else, but... I do work on the computer sometimes for different projects here and there. So,
but are you good at it?
I do.
For whatever reason,
yeah.
I'm seeing the words even bigger, ITT. They're really big. So is it something that you need to be looking in addition to with what it is you're going to school for? You're going to get a serving job.
Yeah.
But this, we're talking your life.
Yeah, that's down the road, yeah.
That's down the road
your
ITT.
August thing will be like server.
Yep. Yep.
So that'll bring in some good money while you go to school. But
yes.
Yeah.
You're going to be. I'm hearing as a server, you'll meet some influential people. So if you can add on that ITT stuff to what you're already doing, do you have a business background?
No, actually, that's lacking.
You have
that's
what?
Lacking.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm saying that's lacking. No, I don't.
Oh, it's lacking. Well, look at that, ITT business. So it's food for thought.
Something for you maybe just to consider focusing on as you go through school. You know, when you're looking in the future to say, okay, which direction do I want to go through? That would be something to keep in mind.
Okay.
Something's going to be shifting gears for you, sir. So keep an open mind on it. Don't say no, no, no. Just think about what we say and then pay attention to what your body feels like when we're saying it to you. And as you're thinking about it, for at least 3 days, think about it. Am I supposed to be doing more with IT? Should I be going and doing more computer stuff? Is that what my heart is, what my desire is? Because all it is preparing you for your future. That's all it is. Are you in the beginning phases of your of college?
No, actually, I'm in my third year of college.
Again, it's new information. What you choose to do with it is what you choose to do with it. But you will be having a server job, just like Marie said. I see something happening within the next 2 weeks, no later than 3 weeks for you, job-wise.
Okay. That sounds really good. Sounds really
promising. Enjoy it, because it's going to be a fun one for you.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be really
fun.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
All righty, Dijon. You'll have to call and let us know how it goes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's see here. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Rose calling from New Jersey.
Rose from New Jersey.
Hi.
And what can we do for you, ma'am?
I'm also looking for work. I've been applying for jobs left and right, and I'm wondering if you see anything coming, even a temp job, anything.
Rose.
Narrow down what it is that you really want to do. You're also kind of scattered as far as your intentions. And just kind of going, I'll just take anything that comes. But you need to narrow it down a little bit.
Don't ever do anything out of desperation. Just know things will work out for you. So what is it that you want to do? What do you see yourself doing? What would make you happy?
Mm-hmm.
Again, is it people you want to work around with? Do you need to do something to where you're all by yourself? So only you can sit here and decide that. And how do you want to work with people if you want to work with people?
Mm-hmm.
Get clearer on that, and you'll be amazed at how fast you will manifest something.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All righty.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Sometimes it's hard to hear, you know, when we want a magical answer, response, and...
Well,
but we have to get clear. We have to get
just
clear.
Just remember
on what it is
that
we
the
want.
Energies, you know, if you're in that desperation or you're like, I got something, I'll take anything. The energy that you put out, if you're scattered, you will be scattered. But if there's something, you know, really think about what it is that you want to do, apply for those jobs and then let it go. It's really hard because you want to obsess about it. But when you obsess about it, you're putting that out in the universe and then you block what's coming to you.
Word, Marie, word. Okay. Hello, who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Maria.
Hello.
From New York.
Hi, Maria.
Maria from New York. What can we do for you, ma'am?
I was actually just calling in to ask about somewhat friend of mine, and if you see us reconnecting anytime soon.
A friend reconnecting.
I'm hearing yes.
Okay.
Ooh, okay. But be clear on what your expectations are.
Okay. funny you said
that.
Okay.
Your guys are saying be very clear on what your expectations are. This person has a lot of baggage.
Mhm.
And so just be really clear about what you are willing to take on.
And Maria, you are very light and bright, so that's where they're saying be very careful if you want to draw that back into your life.
Okay. And is it just not a good time right now, or is it just in general a waste of time?
No, it's not a waste of time. But you want her coming back into your life for the right reasons. So you have to ask yourself that.
Yeah.
And because you have to reestablish a whole new relationship. Otherwise, you're going back to the way it was, and then it's going to be to where you're right back in the same shoes.
Okay, because, yeah, he has a habit of coming in and out, back and forth. So it's like I'll hear from him, and then I won't for a while. So it's like I never know what to say when he does come back. I don't know if that makes sense. Like, I don't know how to, like, like you said, it is like kind of like that repeated cycle over and over again. So sometimes I'm like, do I just avoid it altogether, or you know what I mean?
No, you never avoid.
Here's the thing.
You have to be your authentic self.
Yeah.
That means speak your truth.
But when you hesitate about something, always look at it and say, why am I hesitating? And because your guides are speaking to you. So, you know, there's always lessons to be learned. If you ever decide that, no, I don't want this person in my life, then you follow through with it. But if you say, well, you know, I'm open to this person coming back, but I keep hesitating, and it doesn't feel natural and it doesn't flow, then look at that also. Because it's telling you something.
He's got some stuff that he has to think about and really come to conclusions on. And that's all I can say. They're giving me specifics, but I can't tell you the specifics. So it has absolutely nothing to do with you. Nothing to do with you.
Yeah,
but don't wait around. Don't wait around for it, though, either. You're worth more than that.
Okay. So that in general, then do you see anything ever, like, coming about it, or it's just going to be what it is?
There's a potential of, like, a friendship. But I'm hearing this is not the one you should be. He has a lot of emotional baggage with it. And if you allow it to continue to come into your life, it will start affecting you differently energetically. And you don't want that. You're way too bright of a light, girl. You're way too bright.
Yeah, because, you know, free will can come into it and you can say, oh, let me just give him another chance. But then it repeats and repeats. And so when are you going to say enough is enough?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Start asking for your, if you're looking for a partnership or if it's just a friendship, ask that you have like-minded people who are open-hearted, and that they're on their path, they're walking their talk to come into your life. If you get specific about that, you'll be amazed at how the universe brings those people to you.
Okay.
Partner, romantic partner, and friends. They will start showing up for you.
Yeah, 'cause I don't even know how to describe this person. I don't even know what we are anymore.
Right. And if you can't define it, that's a big answer.
That's a big. That's called a flame.
Yeah, it's lately it started getting like even more confusing. That's why I was like, you know, I just needed to hear what you guys thought about it.
Yeah, yeah. And that doesn't mean you're tossing somebody away. It doesn't. But you know, it's season, reasons, and lifetimes. And if you can look at friend relationships that way, seasons, reasons, lifetime. You never know until it's over and it's done with.
Okay.
So he came into your life for a season. So that's what it is, and it's done.
And what did you learn from that? You know, always look at everybody that comes in your life always provides a teaching moment. It's always learning. So what did you learn from this relationship, and how does it make you a better person because of it? What have you changed because of it? How have you put your boundaries up because of it? You know, you always look at those things because...
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah, it did make me realize a lot. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you still need to work on your worthiness stuff. Like I said, you are a bright, God-blessed light. Don't just put up with crap. You are above crap, just so you know.
And there's nothing wrong with saying to a person, I thank you for giving me my valuable lessons and for opening my eyes. Yeah.
I love you, but I love myself more. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. And then if they're supposed to be in your life, how it works, they will come around. It might be months later, it might be years later, but if he's supposed to be in your life, when he's in a better space, he'll come back. If not, that's how it works. That's how it works.
Thank you
so much. Girl, keep moving forward. Keep that heart open. Keep it open. You're doing really good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Keep on trucking. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, who are we talking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Diane from California.
I have
to tell you, the caller that just you spoke with, I had the identical question, and I guarantee you gave me a duplicate answer. And if I wasn't next, I was going to just hang up because it shows you really, so many people are so alike that even if I didn't, I mean, it's isn't that an incredible thing? I mean, incredible. My mouth was dropped to the floor because it was perfect. And then I could have guessed that I would have been next to tell you this. So, guys, like, there's no accidents in life, right? I love that.
Yeah, that's right. Diane, you are just way too cool. I just have to tell you, your energy is fabulous, too, just so you know how it's coming across. And I have to make sure that you guys are hearing that because I'm loving how I'm getting this. So it's like you are on a really cool path, and you are nothing but what is for your highest and greatest good.
And also,
I got goosebumps. Yeah.
What you just said, everybody should listen because that shows you how each and every one of us are completely connected.
Yep.
We are completely connected, and people should remember that during these times.
Yes.
Remember the love. Remember that we're not alone. Remember that other people go through the same thing.
Yes.
Oh, are you spot on? It's so perfect, and that's why when someone else hurts, we can feel their pain and the joy when they have a high, an endorphin high. We're all high with them because we feel the joy. It's so true. Just standing in public and you're with someone that says something funny and you overhear it, I mean, you're part of it. You're just part of it. Any way you go, negativity is the same way. So we've got to bring love and light. And
Diane,
I think
I love you, girl. I love
back
you.
You
my people.
I love you more. Goodbye. Take care.
Oh, have a great rest of the week.
Thank you. Later.
Well, thanks for calling in, Diane.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, I love that phone call. Hi, who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hey, how you doing? This is Desmond calling from Cleveland.
Cleveland. Hello. What can we do for you, sir?
Yes, I want to know, I guess within the next, what do you see in the next 4 months as far as me moving or meeting somebody?
4 months. Well, I just heard change of residence. So there's a move coming.
Are you thinking of going out of state?
I mean, I wouldn't mind, you know.
I'm hearing you're going out of state, and it's whatever's, it's the first state that's south of you. What's right after? Oh.
Are you on a border? Are you like on a border between two states?
Unless you want to say Michigan and Indiana, something like that.
Oh, you're right. Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
I'm hearing Michigan. It's Michigan. Michigan, the southwest part of Michigan.
What?
I'm trying to ask what you're going to go in and do there. Pardon me?
I was just in awe, that's all.
But it doesn't. But you know what? It doesn't feel like you're going to be there for. Doesn't feel like you're going to be there for more than a year. A year would be the most that you are there. I'm hearing it's a pit stop for you.
Yeah, I'm hearing it's related to employment. So it's something to do with employment that'll take you there.
Oh, okay.
A job. It's a job opportunity, but it's going to help you. You know, in the long run, because it's an experience and a skill that you'll be
It'll help you move up. It'll help you move up. And I'm hearing it will accelerate you. It'll accelerate you. So are you currently working right now?
Yes. Right now I'm working. So I'm doing, just warehouse work, but that's not what I'm trying to do the rest of my life. So
sure. Yep. Do you have the opportunity of being able to move up in that business? To do something else? I'm seeing a ladder. You're moving around. You're moving up a ladder. So is that, do you have the...
But I'm hearing this job is going to be a new job. It's going to be a different...
Oh, it's
going to
be a different one? New opportunity.
Yeah.
Okay.
So start maybe, looking around and start peeking into the... classifieds or the jobs.
I'm hearing look into office work. You have a skill there that you don't even realize that you have.
Yeah, you're very organized. You're very, very organized. And you're very good with time management as well.
Is that true?
Yeah. Well, my bedroom's not that organized, but everything else, you know, kind of.
Who's is? Yeah, but I mean, time management. You're really good on staying on track, and you get it, and you get things completed, and in a timely manner.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're gonna excel in business. You're gonna really excel in business. So be looking around, like Marie said, because it's gonna be that next job that you're gonna advance really fast. You're gonna accelerate, because I'm hearing the word accelerate. Because then you'll be on your path. The hardware where you're at right now, excuse me, the warehouse, that's just a pit stop. That's just a pit stop.
Okay.
And interestingly enough, I'm hearing that your path down the road is going to include teaching.
Uh-huh. Just keep open mind to that. You don't have to know what that is yet. Just keep an open mind.
Yeah, because sometimes
but you're
going to
be doing a lot of travel
much.
With your next job.
Yeah.
You'll be doing a lot of travel.
And I'm hearing ministry, something to do with ministry down the road, teaching.
Okay, I wonder if that's with herbs. I don't know. Okay. All right. About meeting anybody, that's like further down the road. That's always the part two of it.
Your getting on your path right now is your main goal. You need to get on your path and get moving where you need to go before you're ready to meet someone.
Yeah, don't even look at meeting anybody yet. You need to get on your path because, kid, I'm telling you, you are going to skyrocket, and you're going to be on your path, and you're going to be amazed at how happy you are.
Yeah, because the person you will be meeting at some point is going to be a very like-minded person to you.
Mm-hmm.
Same values, you know, same, just on the same wavelength as you, but you need to accelerate in order to get to that person.
And you need to work on opening your heart more, open up your heart chakra more. So if you don't know what that means, look that up and do some research on the internet, because it's about expanding your heart and just allowing whoever is for your highest good to come into your life. But you need to focus on work, because the universe is going, we want you to get on track now. You're behind, so it's time to get cruising. You're here to do big stuff. You're here to do big stuff.
Okay. I guess I'll start getting ready. So I appreciate that.
You better get ready. Well, thank you for calling in and let us know how things are going for you.
Okay, I'm definitely calling back. So, okay.
Okay, thank you.
Sounds good. Have a great day. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye. All right, our next caller. Hello, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Cindy calling from Delaware.
Cindy from Delaware. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing wonderful.
Doing good.
What can we do for you, sweetie?
Just have a question. A gentleman that I'm interested in, do you see us connecting?
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. A big yes.
Good.
And I saw a big heart.
Lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who this gentleman is already?
Oh, yes, I know him very well.
Mm-hmm. Within 3 weeks, things are going to be a change.
I see a huge heart between you two.
Oh, yeah.
So, mm-hmm.
There's a love connection.
That's a yummy
there.
One.
I like the feel
well,
of the
I've
energy.
Recently,
I like it.
Ooh. I've recently expressed to him, you know, how much I did care for him, and I didn't know if I'd spooked him away or not.
No.
I mean, I'm literally getting warm over here, so it's a nice energy.
Watch how that comes across. No,
whoa.
It's a good matchup. It's
a
very good matchup. Yep.
Oh, very good.
So within 3 weeks, things are going to be changing for the better, for the better.
So
all
right.
All you have to do is
great
agree.
To hear.
Yes.
Okay.
You have to call in and let us know how it goes.
I definitely will.
Okay, thank you for calling in.
Thank you, ladies. Have a great day.
You
thanks.
Too. Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my gosh.
Ooh. All right, we have another one. Hello, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Lisa. I'm calling from Connecticut, and thank you so much. I'm enjoying you girls, and I'm wondering, I'm really enjoying, and I'm wondering, I keep trying to start a Reiki business for myself, nothing big, just very small because I'm not very well, and everything keeps getting in my way, and I actually ask people to come over for a free session, and I bake cookies and get everything ready, and they don't show up, and I'm wondering, what's going on?
What do you mean you're not very well? Health-wise, you're not very well?
Yeah, I have 6 autoimmune diseases. I've actually been told that doing Reiki will help me to get well, but I can't even get people to come over for a free session. They don't show up. So I thought, you know, if I can get some people to, you know, give me references, that I could create a business. Am I on the wrong path?
Are you doing Reiki on yourself?
Not as much as I should. I do it on my dog.
Yeah, I'm hearing to really start working on yourself because you've got a lot of blocks that need to be lifted. And because when you're not 100% in the right space, the clients won't come to you.
Okay.
So you need to make sure you're fully aligned and you're fully cleared before the people will start coming.
I've been working with a healer. Is she not helping me?
Yeah, but it's amazing with the stuff that we are shifting through right now. People don't realize to the degree of what's going on energetically in the universe right now. And we're seeing it worldwide, all the anger that's coming up. The old masculine is fighting its way leaving. So that, you know, and there's a lot of the feminine that's being denied coming in. So it brings up layer after layer after layer. And every day is a new day. So
yeah, you've got a lot of old, the DNA family stuff that you need to clear out too. That's, you know, you've got those layers that are kind of interfering. So you need to clear out a lot of your ancestral stuff. There's a couple past lives, too, that you need to clear out. So I think once you start clearing those blocks out, then you'll see that people will start responding to you.
I gotta say, seriously, I have spent a fortune with this healer who's supposed to be good, and you're telling me I need the stuff cleared that she told me she cleared.
Mm.
Do I have to do something?
Oh, well, we all have to do it. Here's my thing, and because I do Reiki as well, we are not the healers. We are conduits for the healing work, the healing energy to come flow through us. So nobody can take anything away from us when they claim that. That's a bunch of hooey, because you will not give up anything that you are energetically not in alignment and you're not ready to give up. So it's not anybody healing you. It's what you're willing to allow the healing to come in. So it doesn't mean that she has not done her part, but there's layers. We're onions, and you have to understand, onions are very thin layers. And the same issue can come around if that's what you're going through, a similar circumstance from past lifetime stuff. Then you have the autoimmune system that represents, because all that is stuck energy. That's all heart-related stuff. So when you go in and you really look at that, and the best way to do that is to get really introspective with a journal and go and with a pen and pencil and really write about, what is this? Is this a generational thing? Are you a first generation? What is it that is in your body that it's created this disease, this disorder? Why? So you need to really go in and listen to your body. When you do that, you'll be amazed. That's going to release a huge block for you, huge block.
Okay.
Choose not to be in that story. That story does not define you.
Mm-hmm.
It does not define you.
Mm-hmm.
Am I on the right path to try to do this eventually, though, if I do all this
work? Oh, God,
work?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sweetheart, yeah. Yeah,
you,
yeah, yeah.
Your aura, I mean, when you really break through this stuff, your aura, I mean, what a huge light around you.
Yeah.
You've just got the little pieces that need to be now, you know, really, because you're going to have to go in and do this.
Yep.
And release those things.
Nobody can heal that from you. Anybody who says that, I beg to differ with that. You know, so because we're the only ones who can heal ourselves. Somebody else can come in and be the conduit for it because of energetically where they go to. And that's the only way that healing energy can come in.
So when she's doing healings, are you giving yourself permission to allow that healing to take place?
Well, she does a permission statement first.
Okay.
Okay.
But are you giving yourself permission?
You have to say it
to yourself.
I consciously give myself permission to allow all healing. Okay.
I really do. I'm praying the whole time she's working.
Yep. But no, you are on the right path, sweetie. You are. But it's, you know, and it's, you have to get out of the time frame. But it's about shifting because this is about taking care of you. And as you do that, you'll be amazed at your vibration will be raised and people will be drawn to you.
Mm-hmm.
They will be drawn to you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
Bless you both. Thank
you. Good luck.
I know, what a bummer sometimes. But anyways. Hi, who are you speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, how are you? Rosemary from New Jersey.
Rosemary from
New
Jersey. What can we do for you, ma'am?
I have both. Same relationship or job-wise with relocation. Either one that's coming up sooner than what I think. Hopefully at the end of the month. I hope.
I'm sorry. Okay. Can you say that again? I was busy. I'm manning the computer. So
I couldn't hear it very well.
I was distracted. So could you repeat yourself, please?
Job relocation.
Oh, job relocation.
Oh, job relocation. Okay.
Rosemary.
And the one that you said about the IT.
Oh, the ITT?
Yeah, I'm the one.
Okay.
Oh, you're the one. Oh, okay. You're wondering if you're going to have a job relocation?
All right.
Okay. It doesn't feel like yet.
Yeah, I heard not for the time being.
Not yet. Have you applied for something to see if you're going to get a transfer?
Yes.
I don't want to be the one who's... It doesn't feel like yet. It doesn't feel like you're not going to get transferred, but just not yet. I don't see anything happening for at least 6 months.
There's something going on in the company organization that's going to put it on hold for a little bit.
I can't wait 6 months.
There's something in the higher up in this company. They keep saying reorganization, so I don't know what they're reorganizing or, you know.
Yeah, somebody that I'm interested in, too, so they have to reorganize.
Are you unhappy with where you're at right now? And that's where you're going, give me an answer, then I'm moving on, please.
I'm unhappy, and I need to work, like as of yesterday, financial.
Oh, you need to work?
Yes.
So you're currently unemployed?
Right.
Oh, okay. I didn't pick that up at all.
Interesting.
I thought you said you wanted to know if you're getting relocated.
Yeah, that too. I think the one that you're mentioning, that's somebody I'm interested in. And I know there has to be a reorganizing on that one before I come in.
Okay, so let's go back and see if... So the place you just left went through a reorg?
And it's in the process, yeah.
The promise. Okay, we got 90 seconds.
Well, Rosemary, be very clear on where it is that you want to go. If it's ITT that you want to stay in, because you can shift the energies that you're in right now within the next 3 weeks. So be very clear, where do you want to go, who do you want to work for? So talk about the people, the higher-ups, what organization you want to work for. It doesn't have to be 3M. You don't have to give a specific name, but what kind of characteristics do you want them? Do you want a business of integrity, yada, 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 and it can shift gears within the next 3 weeks.
All right, thanks.
Okay.
So be very clear when you're applying for jobs. Be very clear that yes, this company is I would love to be in this company. It's a good fit, and I'm going to manifest this. But be very clear. Don't just go for everything and anything.
Yeah. Be very clear what you will and will not put up with in a work environment. And you can shift it to where something can manifest within no more than 3 weeks if you get really clear on that.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you for calling in, sweetie.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks for everyone calling in and asking your questions. We really appreciate all of you. And remember to like our Facebook page and visit our website, DivineGoddessRadio.com. Have a great day.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.